Okay, great news update for you here. Mike Adams, the founder of BrightLearn.ai, and we've just launched French language books. We have now over 1,200 books that are the covers are translated into French. The book text translations is, I think, over 250 right now, or something in that range. You can download them all completely free. Please pardon any little glitches or something like that. If the downloads aren't working correctly, that will get fixed shortly. But if you go to books.brightlearn.ai, and there's a button there in Francais, you can go ahead and click on that, and you can start downloading the books in French. So this is on top of the 1,200 or so books that we have in Espanol. That's what we did first, of course. And then we have well over 1,000 audiobooks, full-length audiobooks that are downloadable. Now, let me tell you what's coming, because we're going to make this a lot easier for you. Pretty soon, you're going to be able to log in one time. And then you'll be able to download unlimited books very easily. Like right now, to download each book, you have to enter your email address, and it's one at a time. And I know that's tedious, but that's because I built it to keep it super simple, didn't want to have logins. But what we're going to be doing next is where you can log in and then you can create your own library. You can add any book to your library, and you'll be able to share that library with a friend. If you want to have a selection of books that you like, it can have Espanol books or French books, or it can have audiobooks or whatever, and then you'll be able to share that library. And then you'll be able to download those books with far fewer steps. In other words, you won't have to re-enter your email address every time that you want to download a new book. So there you go. Now, just for the record, we don't yet have French audiobooks or Spanish audiobooks. Of course, that's on my list. Absolutely. We do have over 67,000 books now. We're at over 13,600 authors, and we're approaching 500,000 downloads. And all the books are free. And that's even all the books that I've created there as well. And what's really important about this is that there are books about controversial subjects, obviously. Everything from the truth about 9/11 to vaccines to chlorine dioxide to DMSO, natural cures, cancer cures, you know, all of that. And those kind of books are very rarely available in languages other than English, you know? And of course, yes, we're going to get to German, we're going to get to Italian, we're going to get to Chinese is next, I should mention. And I am, our Chinese book covers are getting translated right now. I've been watching that over the weekend. That's fun. The Chinese characters take up a lot more space than the English, it turns out, because my engine is making the Chinese words very large. So, and I don't read Chinese, even though I speak it, I don't read it. So I'm looking at the characters, I'm like, yeah, it looks Chinese, but I'm not sure if it says what I think it says. That's the problem with, you know, learning to speak a language, but never learning to read it, because of course, Chinese is a pictographic language, not an alphabetic language. So there you go. That's why when I'm in Taiwan, I can't read the road signs. Yeah, that's always crazy. I have to ask people, like, which road is that? They're like, dumbass, it says it right there, you know? I'm like, yeah, I can't read that, so could you just tell me what road that is? So imagine running around a country basically illiterate in terms of reading, but you can speak. So you have to interact with people who can read. Anyway, that's a whole nother fascinating story. The good news is in Taiwan and China and Asian countries, there's people everywhere, all over the place, every street corner. Like, there's never a place without people. So that's not a problem, finding people. All right. All of you who are joining me from Asia, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right. Continuing. Yes, we're going to do Japanese. Yes, we're going to do Korean and Russian. I mean, we're going to hit all the major languages eventually. It's just a question of the sequencing. And it turns out that the book covers are faster to translate because that's just one image. And I'm doing that locally, by the way. I'm not using any AI in the cloud or APIs or anything. I wrote a local process to do that. It's pretty good. So, okay, let me summarize. Again, soon you'll be able to log in, have an account, log in once. You'll be good for like 90 days or something. You'll be able to just start downloading easily. You'll be able to create a library. And we've got more languages rolling out, more books, more downloads, etc. On top of all of that, of course, you know, you can create your own books for free at brightlearn.ai. So feel free to use that. And then if you just want to read other people's books, go to books.brightlearn.ai. And remember, if you use a token, you can create a much longer book. And the tokens, you can get those tokens at healthrangerstore.com. All you have to do is trade your loyalty lion points, which are just sort of the loyalty points. You get a bunch of those points when you make any purchase from us at healthrangerstore.com. You can trade those points for tokens. And the tokens give you full-length book access and even better research, etc. It's pretty amazing. So actually it uses a much larger research index for that process. So take advantage of that. And if you don't know, I mean, if you're a customer of healthrangerstore.com and you don't know that you have loyalty lion points, just log into your account at healthrangerstore and you'll see that you have those points there. And again, you can trade those points. I think it's 300 points per token, which is a great deal. So enjoy it and thank you for your support. We've got more languages, you know, better features, everything I talked about here, and some other surprises on top of that. So check it out and thank you for supporting us. And please keep using brightlearn.ai. My mission, my goal is to decentralize knowledge, share information to people all over the world. My goal is to reach 1 billion people with knowledge. And that's why we're going to have to do multiple languages. But hey, once I cover Chinese, you know, that's potentially over 1 billion people right there that we could reach. I'm going to have to probably have some other languages around the world, you know, to hit like India, Nigeria, and some other high population countries. But we'll get to that eventually. In the meantime, English, Spanish, French, Chinese, German, Italian, Russian, Japanese, etc. I mean, that's going to be a pretty big chunk of the world. So spread the word. The site is free. Again, brightlearn.ai. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the builder of the site. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO, and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.